Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on major for the enemy. They have the policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media to just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies. And
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm kind of like waiting to see. Since everybody in Texas got stopped at a roadblock and asked for their blood and spit.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that when I read it.
Yep. And the police are apologize for its role in a federal survey.
Oh, I know. That I was just going to say that. But while they were asking to check swabs, they would give $10 for that. But if you let them take blood, they would give you $50 for that. Huh.
No.
How crazy is that?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Let's see what this guy here has to say.
What would you think if police pulled you over and asked for a DNA test? One woman says it happened to her, and she called NBC5 to investigate the suspicious stop. NBC5 says Scott Gordon has been looking into the roadblock in Fort Worth.
Kim Cope was on her lunch break Friday driving north on beach when she came across two police cars with lights flashing.
Yeah, they were about right in here.
She says the uniformed officers directed her into this parking lot.
I gestured to the guy in front that I just wanted to go straight, but he wouldn't let me and forced me into a parking spot.
Once parked, she says she couldn't believe what she was asked next.
They were asking for cheek swabs. They would pay you $10 cash for that. They would also, if you let them take your blood, they would pay you $50 for that.
Or, at the very least, she says, they wanted to test her breath for alcohol for free.
It just doesn't seem right that you would be forced off of the road when you're not doing anything wrong.
She says she felt trapped.
I finally did the breathalyzer test just because I thought that would be the easiest way to leave.
We asked Fort Worth and Haltom City Police about this. The parking lot is on the border of both cities, and each department told us they didn't know what we were talking about. So who was doing such a survey and why? We tracked it down to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The federal agency confirms they're doing this in 30 cities across the country, part of an $80 million survey over 3 years to find out exactly how many drivers are drunk or on drugs. The government insists it's 100% voluntary and anonymous.
You can't just be pulled over randomly or for no reason.
But civil rights attorney Frank Pelosi questions whether such stops are constitutional. And then he says, there's the fine print on the form given to drivers. It informs them their breath was tested when they first stopped by, quote, passive alcohol sensor readings before the consent process has been completed.
They're essentially lying to you when they say, hey, this is completely voluntary. Because they're testing you at that moment.
I don't know. It just doesn't seem right. It just doesn't seem right that they should be able to do any of it. I mean, if it's voluntary, it's voluntary. And again, it just none of it felt voluntary at all.
Scott Gordon reporting there. Now, Fort Worth police are still checking into all this, but so far can't find any record of its officers being involved. We should make it clear the people actually doing the survey were government contractors. The Federal Traffic Safety Administration did not respond to our specific questions.
So basically, it's a safety checkpoint, huh?
Yes.
But they're not supposed to do those anymore.
Well, I mean, from what we knew of, no. But unfortunately, it's coming back.
Is
Because what they want to do is they want to see, well, it's a government research study aimed at determining the number of drunken or drug-impaired drivers. But when does it become against your rights?
Yeah, because they said it was voluntary, but yet she wanted to go straight, and he told her, no, she had to go into the parking lot.
Right.
Coming.
Yeah, so a lot of things coming. But a Fort Worth attorney who is an expert in civil liberties had questioned whether such stops are constitutional. Yes, we know you can be pulled over randomly for no reason, but it was also noted the fine print on a form given the drivers to inform them their breath was tested by passive alcohol sensitive readings before the consent process has been completed.
Yeah,
so
they're lying.
Essentially lying to you. Yeah.
Lying to you.
Yeah. Which isn't fair. So you're being lied to. It's actually voluntarily saying, but if
yep.
something comes up, then you're in trouble.
Yeah.
It's a win-win for them.
True.
Would you like me to proceed more?
Yeah, but I was rereading the whole thing again. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. But
No. That's okay because, like I said, it's
Police department had no knowledge of it. None of their officers were involved, but they apologized for the role.
Yeah, but unfortunately, federal government override local and state.
Yeah.
But the traffic division coordinated with the NHTSA on the use of off-duty officers after the agency asked for help with the survey. Now, the NHTSA is the National Roadside Survey. So if this is taking place in Texas, quotes, voluntarily. How long before this takes effect with other states?
Oh, well, it's crazy because I just got another one where they want an upsided movement towards cars that are not controlled by the people riding them, so it makes transportation safer and I'll use time to spend the vehicle for work. So the same office that did this test with these contractors, they're mandating that new cars in direction and speed.
Wow.
Yep.
I'm sorry, I find it ridiculous. You know, when is it, well, we know it's not going to end. We get that. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, if everything goes fine in Texas, you know, as...
I know. There's 35 cities. 35 cities.
Wow.
Not just Texas. It's 35 cities.
Right.
But yeah,
unbelievable.
Yeah, exactly. So some of the cars they're going to use are
But, of course, what I see here doesn't show
they're gonna
35
use, yeah.
cities.
Well, no, but they said 35 cities.
Right. Well, that's an interesting parallel to...
Yeah.
The government.
They're going to use this and then waiting for the list for the other cars.
Unbelievable. You know, sometimes you think, what's going to go on next? And then all of a sudden, bam, here comes something.
Yep.
No, it never makes sense.
Yeah, it's worse every day.
Well, here, I don't know if you're aware of, but the U.S. State Department routinely issues travel warnings about dangerous places on the globe, like Iraq, North Korea. Now, it's for Chicago South and West sides are to be avoided.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. So, France, excuse me, France is the one that is reporting that, well, it actually came, you know, from Fox News, but the U.S. Department said that Chicago is world-class city with plenty of tourist jewels, but most will say you can't be limited to the usual downtown destinations if you really want to experience the city. However, crime can happen anywhere. Well, we know this. So the French Ministry's travel website says Chicago is okay, except for about two-thirds of the city. The website reads in French, avoid the west side, the south side of the city, after 59th Street, which would mean anything south of the University of Chicago. The reason for the warning could be that Chicago's crime and incidents of gun violence have affected France's view of the city, earning Chicago a reputation similar to what it had in the days of Al Capone. I find that amazing. Meanwhile, Mayor Emmanuel recently launched a campaign promoting the city's neighborhood. Chicago is fiercely competing to be one of the top five U.S. cities for international visiting by 2020. Emmanuel says Chicago's head of tourism has crafted a cultural tourism strategy that highlights the city's beaches, restaurants, sports, and shopping options. Tourists would miss out on Little Italy, Pilsen, and Pullman if they avoid the west and the south side completely. The French website does not go into detail about Chicago, but it hammers parts of New York, Boston, Cleveland as well. The mayor of Cleveland complained, so some of the information was removed. The French Consul General's office in Chicago said no officials have complained about the information about the Windy City. A spokesman for the Chicago French Consulate told the Chicago Tribune, France, like the United States, has the responsibility to issue travel information and recommendations to its citizens traveling abroad. France is not the only one to criticize. Last year, Forbes published a list of most dangerous cities for women to travel. Springfield, Illinois was on that list.
Wow.
Imagine that.
Wow.
And, you know, the thing is, okay, I haven't heard anything about Springfield, Illinois in regards to crime or anything of that nature. But I do know Sunday we got hit immensely, you know, with dangerous weather, as everybody around the world knows us. And, you know, so, like I said, in all the years of living in this state, I have never heard of Springfield being a bad, quote, town. Now, there are parts of Chicago, but those certain small little areas are not listed in the tourism to go visit. Meaning, you know, if you come here to visit, you're not going to go to the Englewood neighborhood. You don't see the Englewood neighborhood being put in a tourist spot for the state. So, you know, I don't understand that either, you know. Yes, there are high crime rates in some of the areas, but not in every place, no.
Wow.
So, like I said, if you weren't aware of it, well, you are now.
So what else is going on?
I don't know if it's still in the talks or if they finally came to a conclusion that unregistered immigrants are able to obtain driver's license in this state. What was that?
Somebody singing happy birthday.
Did somebody miss your birthday?
No.
Oh.
Anyway. All right, let me play this again for somebody who didn't hear it.
That's okay.
Pulled you over and asked for a DNA test. One woman says it happened to her, and she called NBC5 to investigate the suspicious stop. NBC5's Scott Gordon has been looking into the roadblock in Fort Worth. Kim Cope was on her lunch break Friday driving north on Beach when she came across two police cars with lights flashing.
Yeah, they were about right in here.
She says the uniformed officers directed her into this parking lot.
I gestured to the guy in front that I just wanted to go straight, but he wouldn't let me and forced me into a parking spot.
Once parked, she says she couldn't believe what she was asked next.
They were asking for tiki swabs. They would pay you $10 cash for that. They would also, if you let them take your blood, they would pay you $50 for that.
Or, at the very least, she says, they wanted to test her breath for alcohol for free.
It just doesn't seem right that you would be forced off of the road when you're not doing anything wrong.
She says she felt trapped.
I finally did the breathalyzer test just because I thought that would be the easiest way to leave.
We asked Fort Worth and Haltom City Police about this. The parking lot is on the border of both cities, and each department told us they didn't know what we were talking about. So who was doing such a survey and why? We've tracked it down to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The federal agency confirms they're doing this in 30 cities across the country, part of an $8 million survey over 3 years to find out exactly how many drivers are drunk or on drugs. The government insists
It's 100% voluntary and anonymous.
You can't just be pulled over randomly or for no reason.
But civil rights attorney Frank Pelosi questions whether such stops are constitutional. And then he says, there's the fine print on the form given to drivers. It informs them their breath was tested when they first stopped by, quote, passive alcohol sensor readings before the consent process has been completed.
They're essentially lying to you when they say, hey, this is completely voluntary. Because they're testing you at that moment.
I don't know. It just doesn't seem right. It just doesn't seem right that they should be able to do any of it. I mean, if it's voluntary, it's voluntary. And, again, it just none of it felt voluntary at all.
Scott Gordon reporting there now. Fort Worth police are still checking into all this, but still.
Oh, shit, I just lost everything.
Just gotta say what happened.